as you lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Take all the glory now and forevermore, Lord. Jesus, Son of the living God.
Oh, yes.
For you were the one that was slain to receive all glory, all honor, all praise, all power, all riches, all strength, all might. Lord, you are the one who was and is and will be forever. Thank you, Ancient of Days, for you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you have done for others, you will do for us. What you have done for others, you will give us our own portion.
Yes,
let today be somebody's day for a turning point in their lives. Let a miracle come upon someone. Let a miracle fall upon someone. Let a miracle be released into the life of someone. Let someone leave this place with a testimony, a miracle, an expectation granted, a sign and a wonder.
Yes,
for the Bible says that you that hears prayer, to you all flesh gather. And so, Lord, we have come to you, and we know that, Father, you will do us good now and forever. Clap your two hands together. Come on, clap your two hands together. Come on, clap your two hands together. Oh, come on, celebrate the Lord and add your loudest shout of praise. Shout hallelujah. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. And now welcome three people around you. Tell the people around you, you are welcome to the house of God. Your life will never be the same this morning. A miracle awaits you. A testimony awaits you this morning. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord as you take your seat. Celebrate the Lord as you take your seat. Thank you, Jesus. And so we started a journey that we have been praying about throughout the week from Sunday, and then on Thursday and Friday we continued. Amen. And so I want to continue. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Announce to somebody, pursue, you overtake, and recover all. Announce to another person, pursue, you will overtake and you will recover all. Whoever can pursue in this season will certainly overtake. Amen.
Oh,
amen. Those who have gone ahead of you, you will catch up with them. Your amen can be a believer's one. I said, those who have overtaken you, gone ahead of you, the power of the Lord is going to come upon you and you will catch up with them. Say, I will catch up with them. And I will overtake them. And I will recover all wasted years. I will recover all wasted opportunities. I will recover all wasted glory. I'll recover my original destiny. Clap your two hands and say, I recover my original destiny. You will recover it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So how did David, in 1 Samuel 30, verse 1 to 8, we read about how David's city was raided by the enemies, the Amalekites. The Bible says that when David came, they wept. They lost many things. They lost the city, everything they have built. They lost their system of fruitfulness, wives. They lost their family, their children, their future, the next generation. They lost their marriages because their wives were carried away. And then again, they lost their joy. They became sorrowful. They became sorrowful. And we prophesied on Friday, and we repeat it again, that any garment of sorrow the devil has donned you in the spirit is removed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said it is removed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, I will not sorrow.
I will not sorrow.
Let me hear you say, I will not sorrow. Say, never again. I will not be in tears. Clap your two hands if you believe that. He also said that David lost his destiny helpers. The very people who came everywhere to help him turned against David. And for some of you who have lost certain destiny helpers, certain people who used to help you put food on your table, certain people who used to give you contracts, who used to give you jobs, certain people who would have married you, certain people who would have helped you outside this country. It's like people that God originally brought into your life. But somewhere, somehow, you can't hear from them. You can't see them anywhere anymore. It looks like all of a sudden they are uninterested in you. But I came as a prophet of God to declare into somebody's life, there shall be a recovery of all destiny helpers.
Amen.
Let your amen be a resounding word. I said there shall be a recovery of all helpers. There shall be a recovery of all helpers. Like the lady testified, somebody who have left her life for a very long time came back. You to somebody who have forgotten about you is about to remember you.
Amen.
It's about to remember you. It's about to remember you. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. And we said that how did David recover? How did David recover? One, David encouraged himself in the Lord.
You see, David encouraged
himself. That's the beginning point, that you must encourage yourself in the Lord. We also said that David prayed to God about the situation. Because you see, if you lose hope, God cannot help you. If you give up, God cannot raise you up. Tell someone, if you give up, God cannot raise you up. Be courageous. Announce to somebody, be courageous. Have hope in God. All hope is not lost. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All hope is not lost. Even though something may not be going well, but all hope is not lost. God in this 40 days is about to turn things around for your good. I said God is about to turn things around for your favor. God is about to turn things around for your advantage. Say, I receive advantage. Say, I receive hope. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. And also we said David prayed to God about that situation. And that is why we are engaging in 40 days fasting and prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God answer all your prayers. Can you hear me? I said, may God answer all your prayers. May God answer all your supplications. Every prayer request you have dropped on this altar, may God answer it speedily. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. But David inquired of the Lord and the Lord answered him.
And David said,
Number three. After David encouraged himself and after David started praying, something else happened.
Now,
David took practical steps of pursuit for recovery. David took practical steps of pursuit for recovery. David took practical steps, pragmatic steps. Tell somebody by you, there are things to do for you to be restored. There are practical things to do in order for you to enjoy restoration. In order for you to receive the things you have lost, the level you have fallen from, the place you have fallen from, the good things you have lost in your life, there are things you can do to cause you to recover them. And we have already mentioned some of them. One is to encourage yourself and tell yourself, my soul be strong in the Lord, but there is still hope for me. But Job said that as a tree, if I am cut, I still have hope that as long as I've not been uprooted, I am not dead. As long as I am not dead and I've just been cut like a tree, at the scent of water, I will start flourishing again. Tell somebody, you are not dead yet. Say, you are not dead yet. There is life in you. As long as you are alive, no matter what you have lost, there is a possibility of recovery. There is a possibility of restoration. And somebody here, that will be your testimony. Let your amen be a resounding one. Wave your hands and say, that will be my testimony. Or wave it and say, that will be my testimony. As you are waving it, the Lord is looking upon your situation. The attention of the Lord is catching you. So that will be my situation. Clap your two hands together. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 9 that, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord told David that pursue. And verse 9, Bible says, so David went, he and the 600 men who were with him.
Now the Bible says David acquired on only in Crofona Necano.
And David took a journey.
Now David ate to an among.
And David left where he was crying and sobbing in attempts to recover.
Now David soon name why and I just said faith in home.
Crying will not solve the problem. Prayer is important. But after prayer, you must begin to take pragmatic steps. It is the steps that you begin to take that will take you back to where you have fallen from. The steps that you begin to take that will bring you back to leading your class. The steps that you start taking that will help you to be restored in marriage again. Prayer alone is not enough. After these 40 days, for some of you, you must start writing another application letter. For some of you, you must start knocking on certain doors. For some of you, you must launch out and start marketing your business. For some of you, you must look for another lady and propose to her for marriage. For some of you, you must look for another gentleman and give her a chance. For some of you, you must trust God and knock on certain doors again. They are called practical steps. Everybody say practical steps. For some of you, you must start reading your Bible again. Because you know you have fallen from grace. You know you have lost certain mantles and certain oils on your life. So for some of you, you must start doing the things you used to do that set you on fire for God. You must start series of prayers again. You must start Bible readings again. You must start going to church again. But for some of you, you must go back to sitting to learn again. You must go back trying to study your books again. Everything you have lost, as you start taking practical steps, may you recover all. May you recover all. May you recover all. May you recover all. The next attempt you make, it will never ever end in futility. I said it will never end, ever end in futility. The next phone call you make, you will be accepted. You will be accepted. You will be received. The next letter you write, you will have a favorable response. You will have a favorable response. You will have a favorable response. The next interview you try, a door shall be open for you. A door shall be open for you. The next relationship you enter, it will be well with you. It will be well with you. It will lead to that dream marriage. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Shout, I receive it all. Celebrate with the Lord. Because a lot of times we think that after we have prayed, then that is all. There is always something to do. There is always something to do. There's always steps to make. Steps to take.
and I'm on her say two.
You will not come back to be to top your class if you will not go back and study.
Want to mean Nika or class? I want to
you will not be able to break this singleness if you keep weeping over a failed relationship unless you give yourself another chance. And I should be single for the rest of your life. If you don't get up from your room and start knocking on other companies again and start trying to look for a job again, you stay in your room and you say God has let you down. But Bible says, and David went. Bible somebody here, you are wenting, you are going, you are wenting. Tell somebody you are wenting, you are wenting. Tell somebody you are wenting, you are going, you are taking steps, you are making movement, you are making movement, you are making movement, you are trying something, you are trying a new thing, you are trying a new strategy, and the next one you try, you will have a favorable response. I say you have a favorable response. I say you have a favorable response. Whoever you spoke to, who did not help you, who did not listen to you, who did not favor you, I said, go back again and try again. Go and try again. This time around, the God of rescue, he has gone ahead of you, and you shall recover. You shall recover. You shall recover. Make that phone call again. Talk to that uncle again. Talk to that boss again. Talk to that man again. Talk to that woman again. This time around, you cannot be rejected. You cannot be rejected. There is a mark on your forehead. No more rejection. No more rejection. Shout, I cannot be rejected. Say, I cannot be rejected. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Take pragmatic steps. Don't sit in your room and the pastor said it will be well. That's an irresponsible faith. Faith is an active word. Faith involves action. So if you believe that God has answered you, if you believe in the prophecy that I've released, take steps. Take steps. Take steps. Until you take the steps, you will not know that it has happened. When Jesus told the people, he said, go and wash. Another, he said, go and show yourself to the priest as they were going before this. When John and Peter healed the man at the gate of Beautiful, he was still sitting. A miracle has happened, but the miracle was sitting. Some of you, your marriage has been released already. Some of you, your business keys have been handed over to you. Some of you, shop keys have been released into your hands. Some of you, the prayers that you are praying, it has already been delivered into your hands. But you are still sitting with your miracle. You are still sitting upon your employment. You are still sitting upon that marriage. You are still sitting upon those children. You are still sitting upon that dream. And so the Bible says that, and Peter held the hands of the man and said, you cannot sit on this miracle. He held him and he drew him up. He pulled him up. Then the man stood, and all of a sudden he realized, oh, I can walk. Oh, I can walk. Oh, I can walk. If you don't try something new, you will think nothing has happened. I say, if you don't try something new, you will think the God of travel is still asleep. But we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. If God say yes, who can say no? All that you need is believe and take steps. Steps that will make you see what you have released. Clap your two hands together for them. Number four. And then David sped up to catch up and recover all.
Now David ate to be contented when he said be an kind of washing.
For you to catch up
with
those ahead of you and recover
all.
Speed is an essential commodity. Verse 10. The Bible says that And David didn't just go.
Now Charles said David
but he sped. With his chariot. He went on top speed. Because these people have already come to raid their families, their land, and taking everything away. For days. And they also came back and they also worked for like 2-3 days. So the people have gone ahead, far away. So for them to catch up, speed is essential. Some of you have delayed 10 years. For you to catch up, speed is important. Some of you have delayed for like 20 years already. For you to catch up, speed is important. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Some of you, what we say you have delayed, maybe you don't understand. What we mean is that for every human life, God has planned that at every season of your life, there are certain things that should be in your life. There are certain things that should be on your side. There are certain things that should be working in your life. You should have certain things. You should possess certain things at a certain level of your life. But if in reality you don't have it, in reality you are in the season of marriage but you are still delaying, you have not gotten it. If in reality you are in the season of working and yet you seem not to find a good job, if in reality you are in the season of having children and yet nothing is showing, that is what we call delay. That by the original plan of God, you are supposed to be in America but you are still in Africa. That is delay. I came to speak to somebody here. Anybody whose life is lesser than God wants you to be at this level, may that delay be arrested. May that delay be arrested. May that delay be arrested. May that delay be canceled. I declare from today, speed is coming into your life. Speed is coming upon you. So for such a person, for you to catch up with those who have gone ahead of you, you need the miracle, but with speed. Speed. So that if it has taken your mates and your friends 5 years to have 2 children, or to have 3 children, in the year the Lord visits you, He should be able to give you those 3 children in 1 pregnancy. That is what we call speed. You have caught up with them. They have 3 children. You also have 3 children. Even though yours came once, theirs came within a space of 5-6 years. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So that if in the mind of God, by this time you are supposed to be a director of a company and you are still marking time in a certain shop or as an unemployed graduate, when the Lord visits you, He should not just give you a miracle of a job, but He should give you the type of job that will lift you to a director. In that same 1 year, you have been promoted like 3 times. You went in as a junior staff. By 3 months, your boss said, when I look at you, you have to go higher. Then they change your level. In another 3 months, somebody resigns and your boss says, listen, you are still better. Then they still push you. So that in 1 year, you receive 3 promotions. Clap your 2 words. I receive speed. See, I receive speed. See, I receive speed. Say, wherever I have delayed, say, wherever I have delayed, I receive the visitation of the Lord for speed. In that area, speed in my academic destiny, speed in my marital destiny, speed in my fruitfulness, speed in all that I do with my hands, in my job, speed in my career, speed in my ministry. Clap your 2 hands, I receive speed. Clap and say, I receive speed. Are you ready for a miracle this morning? Are you sure you are ready for a miracle? I stretch forth my hands in the spirit and I declare, whatever you have looked for 5 years, may God put it together and give it to you in double force. May God give it to you in double force. May God give it to you in double force. Clap your two hands and receive speed. Take back your seat. David pursued and caught up with them.
David, you want to cheat?
He caught up with them.
Or to one.
You will catch up.
What's over to one?
Listen to what I said. You will catch up.
What's over to one?
Some of your mates are in the university. You are still writing remedials. You will catch up.
Amen.
The grace of God is about to come on you today.
And
out this 1 week left. And you are going to catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. You are going to catch up with those who have taken the lead. Those who have been promoted. You are going to catch up with them. And you'll be promoted ahead of them. Clap your two hands, I receive it. So David spared.
David
and caught up with them. That is what the Bible says in Psalm 18 verse 36. David himself describing his testimony. He said, for you, God, have enlarged my path. You have enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. You have enlarged my steps, my path. We call it speed. That's what I was explaining on Friday. That is where you put in one thing, but you receive a ripple effect of results. You put in one thing. It's like you throw one stone and you kill three birds. We call it speed. We call it speed. Are you getting what I'm saying? We call it what? Speed. In Genesis chapter 27,
oh, Genesis,
the verse, I think, check the verse 10 then about. Or verse 9 or 10. The Bible spoke concerning Jacob. Originally, Jacob had the destiny of becoming the firstborn. But biologically, something happened. And he couldn't come first. And Esau came first. But God spoke that he is going to be the eldest. He is going to be the greatest. So he had a destiny of becoming great. But by virtue of his birth, he was at a disadvantage. Somebody else was going for the blessing. But the Bible says, after he arrived in the room of his father with the food, with the meat, his father asked the question. And that question means a lot to me. His father said, how come you have found it so quick? How come you have gotten it so quick? Wow, how did you achieve this with so much speed? I speak over somebody here. I speak over somebody here. What is about to happen to you? People will ask you, how come you have broken through so quickly? Wow, are you in church at all? People will ask you, how did you make it so quickly? How come you married so quickly? How come you traveled with so much ease? How come your business has grown so quickly? How come you have prospered so quickly? But we have completed the same school. We finished in the same year. And why you? May that be your testimony.
Amen.
I said, may that be your testimony. May that be your story. You will not just prosper, but you will prosper with speed. You will not just become great, but you become great with speed. You will not just travel, but you will travel with speed. You will not just get that miracle, but you are getting it with speed. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it with speed. Say, I rise with speed. Say, I take over with speed. Clap your two hands, shout, I am the one. With speed. How come you have found it so quickly? Was the question. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And the Lord gathered him up with strength. And was able to run. Listen to me. For you to run, you need strength. That is why all athletes, they do a lot of gymnastics. That is why if you look at people who go for marathon, they normally do not have muscles. Because their race is not about speed. Their race is about stamina. Are you getting what I'm saying? So for them, they work their heart. They work on their heart. So that they can go for hours. But Usain Bolt cannot go that much.
Now, Usain Bolt ain't to me to say
that kind of kilometers, he cannot. But if it is about speed, 100 meters,
100 meters,
200 meters,
200 meters,
relay.
Say you are
watch all the athletes. They have muscles. They have grown all their, they've developed all their muscles. The reason is because speed is a function of strength. Speed is not really a function of the heart. Distance is a function of the heart, but speed is a function of strength first and foremost. I pray for somebody here. You are not ready for me. I pray for somebody here. May the hand of the Lord come upon you. May the hand of Yeshua fall upon you. May the hand of God come upon you and release grace into your spirit for you to accelerate. Receive grace for acceleration. Receive grace for acceleration. Receive grace for acceleration. Receive strength for speed. I declare you are catching up with your mates. You are catching up with your friends. You are catching up with your mates. You are catching up with your friends. Those who have gone ahead of you, you are catching up with them. Clap your hands and shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Clap your two hands. Now we see that in Kings, 1 Kings 18, 46.
I have home.
Number 5. How did David recover?
David
recovered by the help of a stranger.
David is to me kind, and I'm Obia na onimno aobuano.
By the help of a stranger.
Obia onimno aobuano.
By the help of a stranger.
Obia obuano ana David enimno.
Bible says that as they were speeding.
Now trust them, say, Brandon wanted to make
attention. They got to the place where they did not know where to pass.
Wanted to baby, and I wanted him baby, I want
befa. They don't know the direction.
I wanted him baby, I want befa.
And I told you that where speed will be unimportant is where direction is not in place.
Baby, I'm making sure say, baby, I'm making attention. We here, baby.
But if you already know the direction.
Nemu say onimo kwanye.
I want to be a doctor. That's the
doctor.
Direction.
Okay, no.
Speed is important. I want to be a nurse. Once you know that where you are going, speed is important. When they got to a certain place, they did not know where to pass. They did not know the decision to make.
The
Bible says that they found a stranger. Everybody shout, a stranger. Everybody shout, a stranger. After today, you will find a stranger. You are not here. I say, after today, you will find a stranger. After today, you will meet somebody who don't know your mother or your father. After today, you will meet somebody who doesn't have a history with you. But those people are going to help you. Those people are going to assist you. Those people are going to push you on. Those people are going to make a way for you. Those people are going to assist you. Shout, I receive a stranger. In my whole destiny, I've been greatly helped by strangers more than family people. I've been greatly helped by strangers more than strangers. For me to go to school, strangers picked me up and educated me. For me to get married, strangers helped me. for me to get a house, strangers, help me. Everything, even the ministry that I'm doing, all the people that have surrounded me are not my blood relations. All my pastors are not my blood relations. All choristers are not blood relations. All instrumentalists are not blood relations. Media men are not blood relations. The people that are helping the ministry, I cannot even look through and say this wife has my name. Say strangers. Bible says that for strangers shall build your walls. I prophesy over 50 people here. Can I speak over you?
Yes.
Can I speak over you? I prophesy over 50 people. May strangers, may they build your walls. May strangers build your walls. May strangers build your walls. May strangers help you. May strangers help you. They'll help you to go to school. They'll help you to find a wife. They'll help you to travel. They'll help you to do ministry. They'll help you to build your house. They'll help you to do something. May strangers help you. May strangers help you. Say, Father, I receive the ministry of strangers to help me. Say, Father, I receive the ministry of strangers to help me. Clap your two hands and make a prayer. Make it your prayer. Shakapa. Shakabarakata. Lakatakata. Rakata barakata. Lakatakata bahash. Barakatakata bahash. Lakataka barakatasha. May strangers build my walls. May strangers build my walls. May strangers build my walls. You will be helped by people you don't know. You will be helped by people you don't know. You will be helped by people who don't know you. They will not know your parents. They will not know your history. But they will help you. After you leave here this morning, strangers are about to come your way. Strangers are coming 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 your way. You want a car? Strangers are bringing it. You need a house? Strangers are bringing it. You need money to marry? Strangers are bringing it. I prophesy, after you leave this place, strangers are coming your way. Strangers are going to help you. Receive. Clap your two hands together. If you believe it, sow a seed into it. If you believe it, sow a seed into it. The strangers are coming. The strangers are helping me. The strangers who hold my hands. Somebody hold your hands. Somebody hold your hands. Somebody hold your hands. And we take you there. Somebody hold your hands. And give you a job. Somebody hold your hands. I will show you the way.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.